Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, the Lord sitting on my heart are a couple of things. And one of the things is, in my abiding time, the power of vision to bring restraint. You know, there's a lot of things that you can be doing today. There's so many opportunities to get, you know, involved in, you know, so many causes and really just get involved in nothing. But if you don't know where you're going or what's in front of you, you know, what you're called to do, you're going to be sidetracked and pulled away in every which way. And so I know that was something we talk about quite often, and that's, you know, having vision. But that's the power of vision. It's the power of vision is to be able to keep you on track and keep you focused. And so,
well, I think about this, you know, when you're about to, I can just sense that, you know, you want to be able to help someone out, but if you don't help them with vision, you're going to be frustrated in their life, or if they won't listen to vision, or they won't agree with the vision, they're going to be all over the map, aren't they?
Sure are. Because a lot of times, you know, you have, like I said earlier, there's so many things that are happening in one's life. There's so many things that are going on. You can't do it all. There's a lot of people that I speak with are they're frustrated. They can't get the things accomplished that they want to get accomplished in their life. They feel that the things that matter most are always being compromised by the things that matter the least. And so they're saying, you know, hey, what's going on? You got to get vision. You got to get purpose. You got to write it down.
It's amazing how long people go blind.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
It's like,
how long have you been, going nowhere in a hurry?
How many times have you been going around the same block? It's like, wait a minute.
You know, I remember this is a very wise thing to ask yourself. Why am I doing what I'm doing?
Yeah.
And then wait. God, why am I doing what I'm doing? And understand this. If we're without the word of God, we're without vision. So if we're part of the 81% that's not picking up our Bible, and really the 97% that's not even reading it in the context of that, that we can be without the light, we can't see. Because God's word is a light unto our feet. It lets us know where we are. And it's a light unto our lamp unto our path. It lets us know where we're going. And without the word, it's hard to bring vision that's meaningful, because you can have a vision where building like the Tower of Babel was a pretty clear vision and they were succeeding in it, and it just kind of changed the language of the earth, I think. But that's good, man.
Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no revelation, where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. And restraint means, you know, you just loosey-goosey. You know, you want to do something? Yeah, sure. You want to go here? Yeah, sure.
Loosey-goosey?
Loosey-goosey. That's what my dad used to say. You're loosey-goosey.
You're loosey-goosey?
You're loosey-goosey. You never heard that before? Must be a New York term. You're loosey-goosey. Get it straight. Get it together. He's just saying.
No, the aggression how you're saying it is New York.
Well, but hey, loosey-goosey. Hey.
Loosey-goosey sounded like the...
You in New York, you know what I'm talking about. Loosey-goosey.
Okay, all right, all right, okay, okay. All right, I'm sorry.
Let's move on.
Okay,
all
right. I'm sorry.
He's making a big deal about it. You see him? You didn't like it. Loosey-goosey.
Help!
One more time. Loosey-goosey. But you don't have no restraint. Which means that every time a new idea comes, every time a new opportunity to get involved in something, a new distraction, another object that's shining in the midst in the other corner, you're being distracted.
Like a jellyfish in the current, right?
Yeah, it's they like, you know,
around with no...
absolutely. And there's so much there. You have to know, you know, what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing, what is the purpose of your day, your week. And you have to have that vision constantly before you. Mm-hmm. So that when things do come up, and they will come up, you can say, nope, I got some restraint. I can say no.
It helps you answer questions, right?
Yeah, it sure does. Because you know what fits in your vision and what's definitely not in your vision. Right. And then so, you know, oftentimes people can't follow through on a lot of things that they want to do in their life is because they've allowed everything to get on their plate, not realizing that they only have a certain... Right. You don't have a certain amount of time on your, you know, only a certain amount of space.
That's right.
But if you keep piling and piling and piling, you start realizing, I've overloaded. I can't do this. I'm crashing.
Right. That's just so important. Yeah. And also, if you have a vision and somebody else comes with another vision, that's two, which is the number die, right?
That's right.
And that would be two visions or die vision.
That's right.
So he's like, have a nice vision. See you next time. Whatever.
Next year.
Something like that. But yeah, you have envision, and that's right now. You think about America, how important it is for. That's why we go back to the original intent. Like, what was the original vision for America? You know, America, how we got here and how we stay here. What was the original intent? What happened? Yeah, we made a lot of mistakes, but there was an original context here. There was a reason why the pilgrims were running from oppression, mm-hmm. religious oppression. And if we can get back to that clarity again, because right now people are trying to fundamentally transform our nation, and it's easy to do, and we have no restraint. People are doing all kinds of crazy things right now because there is no vision. And I think, I believe he says, without vision, people perish, they die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's just, you're right, it's so important.
Oftentimes people are looking, you know, they say that when someone retires oftentimes and they leave their job, that's when the health becomes deteriorate, things in their bodies happen. And I truly believe it's because sometimes, you know, retirement is not in the Bible. I've never seen that in the Bible. And so they forget why they're living. They're just hanging around and realizing, I'm just cutting grass all day. And if you're retiring, that's what you're doing. Listen, I'm not trying to talk negative about that, but I've just seen it in the lives of people that I love and you know, friends and things of that nature. It's like, listen, you can increase your vision. You can have a different vision for this part of your life, for this season of your life.
Right.
And know what it is so that you can, you know, accomplish and fulfill it and not let anyone steal it from you.
I just saw these two particular ladies that worked their whole life and they retired, and they said that, you know, I was just sitting at home. It's like,
yeah.
I worked my whole life and I realized I don't want to just sit here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they went out and volunteered at the local hospital to help people with counseling and filling out applications in regards to cerebral palsy and different things of that nature,
that's awesome.
I believe. And she says, now when I leave there, I have this big smile on my face, this feeling of accomplishment. And she has purpose and meaning in her life. And we're not supposed to stop living our life. I mean, imagine if you had no television or no radio in your place in your home, you'd probably get out of there, you know, to be able to do something. But, you know, thankfully you can carry VFN TV and the radio program
on
with you on your iPhone.
On the go.
Yeah,
on
the go. We had a vision for that.
Yes, we did.
We knew that you would
carry. Yes, we did. Vision is important for young people. I mean, often shared many times with young people that if you don't have a vision for your future, man, you're going to waste time. You're going to waste part of your life. You'll never be able to get that time back. And so it's so important that even at a young age with your children, you begin to start sharing a vision for them for the future, what they would like to be doing, how they can invest their life so that they can have some kind of motivation as to start doing things. Because, you know, if you don't paint a vision.
You're going to get a vision.
Oh, trust me.
You're going to get a vision.
Trust me, you're going to get a vision.
As a matter of fact, I have one right now. I'm seeing a new address.
Yeah.
I'm seeing like a mailbox with your own numbers on it and your own bills coming in.
That's
I'm getting a vision.
And somebody else paying them.
No doubt.
Sometimes you have to speak it out for your children, right?
Sure.
I'm beginning to see this thing.
That's right.
They begin to become a believer, right?
Well, if you don't give them a vision, somebody else will. That's the thing.
I'm beginning to see a storage building. I manifest automatically,
it sure
right?
Does.
Yeah. I need to get a storage building. Got one.
Yep.
Yeah. But if you don't give it to them, somebody else will. They'll,
right.
They'll watch that television, watch that TV, and before you know it, you'll see things manifest in your children. You're like, where is that coming from? It's like, is that program or whatever you're watching is like, let me give you a better vision for yourself. Just we want to encourage you, remember that the power of having vision helps you to say no to some things, helps you say yes to some things. But if you don't have a vision, you just don't know where you're going. And you can't be surprised when you realize you haven't gotten anywhere.
And I encourage you to you know, get focused, get everything together, but then begin to abide. Go to iabide.org, get you an abiding plan. Abide for like 6 weeks before you start, you know, being definite in the context of this clarity. Because when you start getting vision, you lay everything out there. Everything's out there. Everything's possible. I mean, you can do anything. It's like a Zig Ziglar said. He says, every road starts this from where you are right now. You can go anywhere you want to.
That's right. But you got to stay in your lane. Don't crisscross lanes. Know your vision. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. And then from that point, after abiding with God, you're going to get clarity. And God's going to say, Lord, reveal to me what you have, what you predestined me to do something in my life. And during that 6 weeks, God will reveal that to you, and you'll be really surprised. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and get vision. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.